Welcome to Almost a Podcast, episode 190 with Paul and Chris and Barry.
You almost forgot my name, didn't you?
Which way do I do it? I was going to, should I go Chris and Paul and Barry or
It's not
Paul
been
and
that
Chris?
long, has it? You should know my name by now.
Paul wanted to do it holding hands. So
Yeah, well,
here
it's
we
more
go.
fun because you get stuff like that.
So we're holding hands and less lag. And globe-trotting Chris is all the way out in Poland today, I believe.
Yeah, there you go. Why are you waving?
He's in Poland.
Look,
Hello,
anyway,
Paul. What do you
well, I
want to
can
say?
see that. Isn't it wonderful if Brits have an opportunity we all have?
Nerpa!
We can wave across
Nerpa!
the continents.
Nerpa! Can we hear him all right?
I can hear him, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so today is the probably the most fun podcast we have of the year.
Oh, right. For shit.
Really? Isn't it?
No, this is the most anticipated one.
That's a shit ton of work goes into this 1 hour's content. Like when you consider how long it takes to get the
And how many people?
everything together, and then Chris, and then So this is the first time it's been seen the light of day. I think there's been lots of talk. Not that I see it on Facebook, but I've been hearing the people are moaning on Facebook
They
where
want,
it is.
yeah, because they also, well, I understand, like they want to print the book or something, they want to print something and they want to know the changes. It's a fair question. Like in
It
terms of
is.
like
It
if you're going
is.
to get something printed.
Patience, young Padawan.
Yeah, but they just want to know the date. They just want to know like when
You
is
know,
it
I
out.
can't tell you the date.
Yeah,
It
but like
depends how busy
a rough
Chris
idea on
is.
date is fine.
What's the date, Chris?
Today, 18th of April is
When will
today.
they get this?
Well, probably, I hope within the next week, I
There you
think,
go. There
next
you
few
go.
days.
Before the end of April. But you we'll try and release this after, maybe.
Yeah, but you did say we're going to put this out after the document that we're about to discuss. So the date that we talk about is completely irrelevant because by the time people see the podcast, it'll be out.
That's true.
That's true, actually.
But what date is it today?
Yeah.
Just for interest, it's the 18th, Thursday.
Thursday, Thursday, the 18th of April.
In the afternoon. Right. So just to explain, Chris, do you want to tell them, in case they haven't seen this before, what actually goes on and how we get to this document?
Okay, right. So we have what we call the War Master Revolution Rules Committee. It's composed of a whole load of people. Actually, if I scroll down, you can see the people on the committee. So the idea is that we take ideas from mainly from the experimental forum, things that have been play tested, things that work out pretty well. And we have a discussion process about what things are going to end up being actually incorporated into the rules. As you can see, Barry is chairman of the committee. I don't think we said that last time. Barry coordinates a lot of stuff with Alice. Alice is the author of the War Master Revolution book. And you can see some of the other people on the committee. We try to have a good spread of people around the world. So I think the term we use is player communities. So people who regularly meet up and play. So they don't have too much waiting in one community or another. So we've got quite a few people in the US, a couple of people from Sweden, other parts of Europe, and a good crop of people from the UK as well. So basically what happens, things get proposed, things get voted on with a certain minimum requirement for, I think it's a two-thirds majority before things actually get passed. The document that we're about to go through will update the mostly to do with army lists and wording and clarification of things, because I think, Barry, it's fair to say that the big changes that we had before the final version of the rulebook last year, there was a lot of stuff that got done last year. So this year's been more sort of letting all that bed in. So the number of things that are changing this year is, I think, probably the smallest list of changes that we've actually
Easily.
had for a few years.
Yeah, I think in the 6 years, this is the smallest, but last year was by far the largest. We kind of took the kind of wheels off, not the wheels off, reins off, didn't we? We let
But
it go last year.
also having a small amount of changes is good, showing that we didn't think there were things that needed to be changed.
I mean, it's certainly not even the changes. So there are some armies that are still needing work and they're still moving, and there's some armies that have had virtually no changes the whole thing. So, I would like to
But
say
actually,
that we do have some War Master celebrities, don't we? We have Ian Standing, which people know, and Paul Peter Lamb.
Peter Lamb. Yeah.
On the Lamb, those crazy YouTube videos that get about 1 billion likes and watches.
I mean, Ian's been more prolific recently
Yeah.
than Peter Lamb, but yeah.
And Dave, who does the list builder, amongst
Yeah,
other
that's right. Yeah,
things.
Dave, they're very
Yep.
important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's I when I on one of my other conference trips in North America at the end of February, I actually got to go and spend the day with Dave and Matt and Mike and the other Matt. And it was really nice playing games in their sort of local group that they all meet. And it's amazing actually the dedication of some people who live in a really big country where all the War Master players are all spread out, because for them to get together for days gaming, they drive 3, 4 hours, and that's not unusual in North America.
No,
That's close by.
Yeah,
that's considered close,
that's
absolutely.
your LGS.
If you do that round here, you're in another country. The language has
Yeah.
changed twice and stuff like that. It's unbelievable.
Dedication. And I suppose we should talk about we have lost a couple of people this year, and we're losing a. Is it one more? Yeah, it is one more, isn't it? So we've lost Nathan from Australia, and we lost Pauli from Finland. And they've been
Yeah,
replaced.
so
Sorry.
yep. So those guys, so we would usually say this at the end actually, but as things it's come up, so Nathan, Paulie, and also Peter have decided that they want to stand down. We are very grateful to everybody, because the people on the committee, it's all entirely voluntary. Everybody's giving their time, and we all know that time is squeezed from all sorts of directions, especially these days. So from all of us, in the community, thank you to Nathan and Paulie and Peter for the work that they have done. We should talk a little bit about some new people who've come on board, in no particular order. Philip Proust from Denmark, Jan Zapatka from Germany. Philip and Jan joined the committee probably the end of 2023, and they've been involved in the sort of changing and voting process this year. And also Adam Hauser from Canada. Alejandro Soto from Spain, they're joining effectively now and will be busy probably in the sort of first 3 months of next year. Jan in particular is very busy running the War Master Discord server. I don't participate in that, but I probably should. But just Barry, as there's a limit to how many things you can actually check every single day.
That's it.
So
Discord
you've
had
got
to
to.
go after the great big C when we came out of C, because the old Corona. Discord was a thing in Corona, but it was just something I couldn't keep up after it, because real life gets in the way. But
Yeah,
yeah, I
definitely.
mean, Discord's a phenomenal service for people who are into it. They're never off the thing. It is the only communication tool they use. Fair play to them.
It's interesting, actually. I'm just thinking the Jan's been doing a few surveys, because some of the things that we perhaps think are an issue, other people in the community may not actually think of as a major issue. So Jan's been doing a few surveys to try and get a wider sort of community feel. And what's become apparent from that is that the two main communities online are War Master players, one being the Facebook, the other one being the Discord. There's quite a disparity in age and experience of playing War Master between those two. So the Facebook group seems to be more experienced. War Master players have been longer in the game. The Discord seems to be younger folk who've found War Master by whatever means. But it's interesting to see just the dichotomy of that. Some of the surveys Jan has done, he puts them onto the experimental forum. Experimental forum is the other thing that allows the community to test things, talk about things, discuss things over an extended period of time. Because, as you know, testing things doesn't get done overnight. And one of the problems, particularly of Facebook, is that if you try to find a post from 2 weeks ago, good luck. It's like needle in a haystack. So
Try
the
find them within
experimental
2 hours.
forum,
Yeah, no. No,
yeah.
literally, so something that I'm going to be playing around with is a fan made Skaven army. Sorry, Skaven list, changing the Skaven list. And I knew that as soon as I saw it on Facebook, I had to download it immediately before it would disappear forever, and I wouldn't be able to find it again. Yeah, so it's like.
Okay, that sounds good. Wait, which Skaven list is that?
Well, as yeah, no, it was basically to try and. to try and make some changes alongside a range of miniatures that are available now to Skaven. So it was like you know, it there's some things that's like, oh, well, that's never going to get traction because that's a named character. So that, you know,
Yeah, you can't have
you
named
can't, you're not going
character.
to have named character. It's not War Master.
No, it's not
But
Warmaster.
like there were some other, yeah, it just expanded the roster a little bit, that's all.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, yeah, and then as I say, like, you know, I didn't put forward any votes like for this year because I hadn't tried something enough that I thought, oh, I've got a body of evidence to say I've tried this, like, you know, when and thus it should have the changes. Like there is one change in here that, you know, when we come on to it, there's got a huge body of evidence for it, and fair play, the guy's played loads of games from it, he's tried it, and this is what he thinks, and it's like, great, click, you know, like that's what you so that's my intention is going forward into like the next year's changes is I'll be like, well, I've tried a lot of games with Skaven playing around with different things, and this is what I think. Yeah, either take it or don't
Yeah, but
take it.
I think that you want to play Skaven the way you want to play Skaven, and there is a good list in the Skaven list. I've been beaten by Skaven. It's not there is a list in there, but it might not be the list you want.
Well, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, Skaven certainly is one of those armies that has hugely benefited from 3D printing
Yeah,
because
exactly. And exactly. And that's
you.
where this like
But we have to
guys
be
come.
careful with the old, you know, why they're no fucking
I know, I
Phoenix
know.
Guard.
Yeah,
Why
totally.
is
It's
it not
the
Dragon Prince?
same old, same old ones. Yep.
This different game, different
Yeah,
game.
yeah.
We can't,
Oh,
yeah.
absolutely. No, just the interesting thing you might not know, Paul. I don't know if you follow a Ukrainian guy called Anton Zarev, otherwise known as Greenskin Miniatures. He's
I
just
know Green
come to
Skin. I
the
do
end
know
of a
him, yeah.
cycle on his Patreons doing what was he doing? Ogres, very nicely, of course, with all this stuff. Lovely. His next army is Skaven,
Yeah, I
starting
did see
next
some
month.
images of that.
And whatever it does, it'll be gorgeous. Because I caters a lot for us, he caters a lot for the Mini Hammer folks. There will be a lot of stuff, a lot of really, really nice stuff. So that would be lovely.
Excellent. Well,
And
we
you know,
better get one.
I think of him sitting in Kyiv, doing his sculpting in between, you know, missiles and power cuts and stuff like that. And you really have to respect guys like that.
Exactly. Yeah, like
And
he's a big
I
butcher,
respect
so.
all the sculptors, but the ones who do it under fire, especially.
Ukraine is a big country. He's from Ukraine, yeah? So maybe
No,
he's like a long way
he's in
away.
Kyiv,
Maybe.
and I believe he's in the thick of it, quite
Oh,
literally.
Jesus. Shooting in
Yeah.
the day and
in the trenches. Like, yeah.
You know.
Right.
Right. We better anyway, because we better crack
Anyway,
on.
we better crack on. Right.
Better crack
So,
on.
bottom line for the listeners, if any of you are wanting to get involved in this kind of process of, we hope, improving the game that we have, Warmaster is well known for having a good, tight rule set. Good for tournament play, good for, you know, pick up play against somebody you don't know. So that, and to try and not upset that, there's a structure to the way we do things. If you have a look at the experimental forum, which is wmrexperimental.freeforums.net, I'm sure if Barry's putting the video up on YouTube, we can put that link into the
Yeah, for
whatever
sure.
it is at the bottom. So yeah, input is always welcome. It just
And with a
does take
bigger
a long time
forum.
because the number of games that get played, it takes a little while for us to be totally sure we're not going to mess something up by making the changes.
And with it being a forum, it's actually searchable and it's permanent, unlike
Yeah.
virtually every other
That
forum.
that's why we do it. So forums seem a bit antiquated, but it's community memory basically of discussions and things like that. It's probably the least bad way of doing it.
Yeah, for sure. Until we get those matrix downloads where we can just feed the whole information in.
Yeah, man. And it'll have your like time of like you got left on your arm.
Life expectancy. Right, here we go. So what's the first one, Chris? General
Right,
check.
so we have a couple of essentially more global changes. There's army list by army list stuff, but we've been trying to unify some things. And because of the way that Warmaster was written, there are a lot of things where the unit behaves basically the same way, but the wording of the rules is different. So the suggestion for this, the 360-degree vision rule, came from a gentleman called Timothy Tyrin. Timothy, you see him quite regularly on all the Facebook groups, and his suggestion was that it's a bit confusing that we have a number of different ways of saying basically the unit can see all around. So why don't we actually update it? So basically, for a very large number of units, and read out the change. So the unit has 360-degree vision, stands in his units can draw a line of sight from all edges for the purposes of evading and shooting, including charging, shooting at charging enemies. Note that this unit still needs line of sight from its front edge to charge an enemy. So that is, and this is essentially the way that it's played for Empire Pistoliers and the Steam Tank, Chaos Spawn, Orc Wolf Riders, Dwarf Gyrocopters, Skaven Gutter Runners, Lizardmen Skinks, Salamanders, Pterodons, and the Stegodon Crew, Kislev Horse Archers, Cossacks and the War Wagon, Aramie Desert Riders, Magic Carpets, Dogs of War Light Cavalry, Goblin Wolf Riders, Witch Hunters, Pistoliers, Chaos Dwarves, the Hobgoblins and Wolf Riders, Wood Elf Warhawks Riders, Beastmen Centaurs and Chaos Spawn, Cathay, the Who Cavalry, Nippon Ninjas, and lots of regiments of renown, so Vesper Vendetta, the Slayer Pirates, and all the light cavalry units. So basically, it's a very long list of units that can basically shoot all the way around, but just for clarification, that it's one rule.
I mean, it doesn't, I don't think any of the descriptions within the individual units was wrong. It was just using different wordage all the time.
Exactly. This is simple stuff that we these is right to be pointed out.
And if you were building the game again,
You wouldn't have it.
You'd have keywords for stuff like this, but we're not building the game again. So,
did you say keywords?
If you went back 24 years, you'd probably advise him to use some keywords.
Keywords
But hey, we are where we are.
It's a product of the way that games were done at the time, and keywords are the list in the back of the rule book of all these things would eliminate all of that. But to put that in, it's yet more very major surgery on the rule book, which is not going to happen, at least for a little while anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a clarification. Another clarification about detachment special rules. So detachments are single stand additional units that some armies get to add on to certain unit types. This primarily is Empire Skirmishers, and the rules have also been applied onto Lizardmen Salamanders, Warhounds in the Witch Hunters army, and War Dancers in the Wood Elf list. So again, just for the purposes of clarification, these now all have the same entry. So if the Empire entry, for example, should say skirmisher stands are not deployed as individual units. Instead, any infantry apart from flagellants may add one stand of skirmishers. This brings the size of the units to four stands, three regular stands, plus the skirmisher stands. Skirmishers always have the same armor value as the rest of the unit. They fight as part of the unit and can be removed as a casualty if the player wishes. Skirmisher casualties never count for command penalties. Skirmisher stands never cause the parent unit to be in a regular formation, no matter how they are placed. That's quite useful, actually, if you know how to game that. And then another actual change that we've made, which is another separate vote, that skirmishers gain the benefit of any magic banners within the parent unit. We did struggle a little bit to think about how we, because that's something that it says in the main rule book, but it's probably easier just to put it in with the skirmisher changes so that it's clear. So for those...
Do they pay the cost of the banner based on the armor value of the parent unit, I guess, rather than because skirmisher stands has no stats themselves, do they?
They have a stat line, but they get
their
the same,
armor is whatever the parent.
They go on to units which have an armor of 0 or 6. So if the parent unit has an armor of 6, they get armor of 6. If the parent unit is armor of 0, they get armor of 0.
But say, okay. Because the banners are not always based on different stats, aren't
different
they?
Different stats, yeah. Like if it's improving the armor value, it's what the armor save is. If it's improving the hits, it's how many hits they have.
Okay. Well, if it was improving attacks, it would just be based on, it's just a flat
range. I mean, it's like, it's so micro changes that it's impossible.
Yeah, okay. Okay, look.
So basically, there's not going to be any points changes in the magic banners. But if you think about it, you know, if you look at those types of units, they're not going to be attaching those units to something you'd put a magic banner on.
The only prickly one is the Warhounds, but Witch Hunters, I mean,
yeah.
Who uses Witch Hunters?
Well, there's a few other things for the Warhounds, actually. There's another clarification on them, which we'll come to, actually. And I think part of the rationale for doing what was done to the Warhounds was because this change here actually weakens them a bit in some way.
Okay.
I can't remember, but we don't
Can't
need
remember
them
either.
to.
Okay. Okay. Because they're still cavalry, aren't they? Even though they can join infantry or something mad, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Right.
okay, good,
Anyway,
good.
right. So, army by army changes. Albion, still the same. Araby, still the same.
Yeah.
Beastmen is a list where the Beastmen probably have had the biggest changes of any of the armies this year.
Yeah, for the second year running, I think, because apart from Nippon and Cathay, which were new lists, they had the most changes last year as well, I think, along with Chaos Dwarfs.
I think ogres got a lot of changes last year, which seemed to have actually been pretty good. We'll come to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, creating a new unit was for ogres. Yeah.
Well, I think the
And
biggest,
who?
oh, we're not talking about ogres, but I think the lead belchers now are just awesome.
They're
Like,
cool.
seriously,
They're cool.
dangerous. Okay, right,
Right.
beastmen.
So.
Right. Anyway, so a couple of things. So beast herd, one of the funny things about the beastmen list has always been that the names never really aligned well with what we had in classical Warhammer, on which, a lot of this, the fluff of this game is based.
But do they
So
come from a later version of fantasy, the kind of beast herd and
I th
herding?
they came out, I think, in sixth edition.
What came first? Yeah, that's a good
Because
one.
fifth edition, you had generic chaos. And then sixth edition and onwards, it started to split into chaos, sort of the chaos mortals, so your chaos warrior type army, the demons of chaos, and then the beasts of chaos. And they
Right.
became, of course, three separate armies, three separate books, three separate, etc. For Games Workshop.
But I guess people
But
know them as ghouls and
yeah,
ogres
they know them as
now.
ghouls and
But
ogres.
that's that. But that's the thing. But I don't believe they were ever called Beast Herd and Herdkin
No, I don't think so.
anywhere in Warhammer. I
Okay.
would
Yeah,
be. I would need to go
I
and
think it's
look.
always
But
been ghouls and ongles.
right,
But anyway,
yeah.
or at the very least, it's been that way for a long time.
But this goes back to that earlier discussion about how the 360 line of sight became kind of muddled because lists came in from various
Yeah.
different places, and this came in through an experimental list, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be the issue.
And once it's been written, it's difficult to change.
Change
So
back up.
yeah, but I'm glad we got rid of it because I never really, in my mind, I never really knew the difference between a beast herd and a herd
Yeah,
in a
exactly.
weather.
Like, yeah. So I mean, the change here is simply a renaming of what was beast herd is now called gauze, and what was herdkin is now called ungauze. But there is some stat changes, isn't there, Chris?
Oh yeah, they've
Yeah.
been
So
reworked, both of them.
the gores, which used to be basically the halberdier 3-3-6 stat line, they now are essentially an orc stat line 4-3-6. That's a pretty fair and decent change.
I mean,
And
because they're beat. These are infantry that you have to have. They're like you have minimum, so you can have at least four
well, that,
units.
if you
That's
had a
like, yeah,
you compare them more to an orc warrior than an halberdier,
yeah,
wouldn't you? At
definitely,
least
yeah. They're meant to
they're
be,
federal,
yeah,
aren't they?
exactly. Like the weaker ones, the Ungols, are meant to be more comparable to a man. Yeah, like in terms of like while the
Or a
beast,
goblin
yeah, or a
now.
goblin, or like, but while the Gors are meant to be more comparable, certainly to an orc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's a good job. It's taken us a long time and many iterations to get there, but wherever that change came from, that was a good change.
Ian Standing deserves all the credit for the heavy lifting with all of these Beastmen changes. Ian's been working away very, very diligently, play testing things, trying lots of things out. You'll see the long threads on the experimental forum. I think we're on about version 6 or 7 of Ian's attempt to improve the Beastman list.
Just losing internet for a minute.
So basically, the Ungors, they used to have shooting 30, they're now shooting 15, and as a result, the small points decrease. So they were 55, they're now 45 points, and we'll
They've
see
lost
how
an
we go.
attack. I think they've gone down to two attacks, then three. So, right.
Okay,
They've just become goblins. So,
that's what Paul read out to me off the army list book
no, they've got two
before I went on
now, I
air.
think, but they used to have three. There used to be
Okay.
crossbowmen.
Postman asked, why did you park so
Should
shitly?
they be? Should that be three? Because I think my document's wrong then. Okay, so three, three,
No,
zero.
I think it was right, Paul. The new one has two, I think. But the old one, they were just like crossbowmen.
I will.
And now they're goblins. Gobobolins.
Yeah. The old profile was a three attacks in one shot.
Right, okay, so then it is the my document was wrong at the start. Okay, so it's three attacks, one shot. There we go. Right, okay.
But
Right. So what else has changed?
I think that's wrong. We'll have to
Well,
swap out
hang on,
I don't
the
think.
range, you've changed the range was 30 with the in the old profile, the range was 30. You've changed, it's been changed to 15.
That's what, right. That's what we voted on. We voted on a change of range, change of name, and a reduction in points.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So the other change for them is a change to one of their spells. So we remove the Screaming Arrows spell. We now have a spell called Praetorkin. This has a 30-centimeter range, and it's four up to cast. So the Praetorkin spell, the shaman dominates the beasts used by the enemy, luring them on to their masters, or turning them on to their masters, I beg your pardon. The spell can be cast on any enemy unit of cavalry, chariots, or monsters within range, regardless of whether the wizard can see it or not. So no line of sight needed. Spell takes effect until the end of the opposing player's next turn. While the spell lasts, the unit cannot use its initiative, any order given to the unit, or any brigade of which the unit is a part suffers a minus one command penalty.
Spell.
So this is
Makes sense.
essentially the Bretonian spell Eerie Mist. It only affects beasts. I think it's. I do like the Bretonian spell list. It's nice and subtle, but the logic of changing this is that the change in the Ungor's range, it does massively reduce the effect of the shooting in the army, which in turn means the Screaming Arrow spell becomes fairly redundant.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah,
Okay,
nice.
good.
We'll see it now. Jan has been talking a little bit about trying to gather up as much playtest data on Beastmen as possible. So, any listeners who are out there who can play a Beastmen army or proxy it, I would encourage you to do that and report back on the forum and see what we've been through. Barry, I don't know how many iterations of a Beastman list, and we still
A
haven't
lot.
quite got it right.
I think this is almost that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what else it could be.
I hope this is right, but it's one of the challenges of modeling essentially a skirmishing army, which worked well in Warhammer, on a larger sort of scale of pitched battle game.
The only real
For
diff oh, the only
was going to say,
difficulty
for
is a
those of
little
you,
bit of
if you
things like
want to do the
Centaur,
army,
which
yeah, we had to get we've tidied up some things that we used, and again, you can sort of see because the change log includes all the stuff that we've changed before. Some of these are in grey, but there we go. But to
it's
yes,
going on
well, you're right.
forever. Hey, okay.
The but no, to any of the listeners, if you want to do a Beastman army, Greenskin did a very nice version of it. If you want good old fashioned metal, then Eureka Models in Australia, they've always done the models that we use for Beastmen. Paul, you have this army, don't you?
Sorry?
You have a Beastman army, don't you?
No, I've got some Beastmen units for a chaos yeah.
I think you had it and sold it. You
Yeah,
printed
no,
that
I
out.
like it's been and out. Yeah, it's cycled around. It wasn't mine originally. Like it was Rid's release and on.
Right. Maybe you need to contact Shane and borrow his.
eBay, it's
One
been in and out.
of the
Well, no,
Shanes.
I took them, I played them, I did well with them. As the rules were. But yeah, I did
You
well.
should put a little trophy with them, sold them with a trophy. Here's the win.
And
Here's the
I,
time.
but it was just like it was also I did you know that was enough.
Okay. Cathay, no changes. That's a good sign.
Changes.
Yeah. That was a new list, so bedding in nice.
Yes, yeah, it's bedding in nicely, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, with all the play testing Jim Beach did before we voted on that, yeah, it'd be very fitting. Anyway, Chaos Knights.
Yes, nice.
Should have been done last year, but wasn't done last year.
I
The reason it
can't
didn't get done last year
remember
is because we
why.
didn't have the limit.
Yeah, so we had an across the board points reduction for a lot of expensive units last year. This year, and the Chaos Knights actually remained at 200 as part of that process. What we're now doing, Chaos Knights are 180 points, which feels about right. But there's a limit because otherwise you're going to dominate the game with, infinite number of Chaos Knights.
Oh, certainly
So
at
you're
small
at two per
points.
thousand.
Certainly at small point level. I think this was the only one of those changes that didn't go through last year, and it was just because of the unlimited amount. Because As I proved in that recent event, if you don't put a cap on stuff, you can do obnoxious things.
Yeah, you
Not
can.
everybody would, but
Well,
some, if you give them the
some
chance.
people sitting to my right would. Yeah, like but no, but this is a perfect example of played for and got. Like, so Ian has championed these Chaos Knights. He's used them for a lot. He's got tons of like
Yeah, but you shouldn't be
evidence.
taking more than two per
No,
thousand.
I'm saying, but like hit to like say I've played them at this, and I think that's and it's
Look at
like
them all
body
along.
evidence, yeah.
I just said, but people say, oh, who would take more than two? I said, if the
Well,
opportunity
would you?
came and it was the right environment, yeah, of course it would. But I just think, yeah, it's good. It's done. It's done. I can't imagine, yeah, any problems with this. Perfect.
But can you, this used to be the answer to one of the like War Master pub quiz trivia questions. Which unit can you never take the maximum allowed of ever?
No,
And the
because
answer was
ever
chaos.
it was
Because
Chaos Knights, wasn't it?
at 200 points, by the time at a 1,000 point game, the time you'd got your general, you didn't have room for them. The
Yeah.
time you get the general and all the other compulsory infantry units,
It
you
was
could
a lot,
get
wasn't it?
from you could, I think, just about get 7 units, but it was a max, it was maximum four, and you could never get 8 units of them in a 2,000 point
Oh,
build.
because of that, you've got something else that's in there as well, haven't
Yeah,
you?
a general, some Chaos Warriors, some Chaos Marauders.
Yeah.
Couldn't fit them in.
Well, that's easy then if you can't even make the
Yeah, it's like a dumb rule, isn't it?
It's
Like, it's
like
like,
you could take four, but you could never
but you
take
can't
four.
take four. So there you go.
No.
So sucks.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Anyway, moving on. Right, Chaos Dwarves. Also, an interesting. Actually, of all the things we voted on this year, this is the only thing from last year that was changed last year and then been put back to its previous thing this year. Because the change last year, I don't believe we voted on. I think it was just done. So basically, it used to be that of the two artillery pieces, you were only allowed one of them per 1,000 points. Over the last 12 months, it's been two per thousand for both of them, and we've now put it back to one per thousand.
It was
Simple.
interesting
Yeah.
that event we played at that 1250 Flyways. The Chaos Dwarf had a full battery of
Yeah, full battery, which
artillery.
is not seems wrong, doesn't it? Yeah,
Yeah.
hang on, that's not gonna happen. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of
Yeah.
damage. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So luckily it blew itself up first shot. So happy
Yeah.
days.
Happy days.
Happy days.
Happy days.
I don't know. I can't remember the voting process last year, but it definitely got voted through.
Yeah.
But
Definitely
this is
not
no
in the
point. I mean,
book. It
the year
just appeared.
before
It
it was
appeared in the
the
army book.
Dogs of War pikemen. Sometimes you try something, it doesn't work, go back.
Yeah, but it's fine. But it's good. It's better to be a place where you try than you just like just say no to everything, isn't it? Yeah,
Of course.
better to try.
But it is also important to be able to say, well, that didn't work,
Yeah,
we're going back. Yeah.
exactly. Reset
Yeah.
didn't work.
Yeah, we've done it before. Some of the dwarf anvil rules and things like that.
Everybody's a volunteer. Nobody's getting paid. It's nobody's full-time job, this.
Nope. That'd be a cool, good full-time job.
Well, if you're going to pay for it. Okay, what
Yeah.
else? Demons, no
No change.
changes.
No
That's
change.
good.
Demons.
Dark Elves, Dogs of War,
Yep.
no changes.
Still getting away with that 30-point
Dwarves.
scepter, yeah. The Bournemouth dwarfs. Or dwarfs
What?
did have some.
Oh, Dark Elves and Scepter of Heaven.
Yes,
Well,
it's a scepter of
but
fire.
yeah, exactly.
Did he actually? Oh, that's an optional rule yet. That's a tournament, the TO decision that
It's
you
a
can't
TO
take
rule.
exception.
TO rule.
We haven't
Yeah.
made it an actual thing yet. Yeah, okay.
So the dwarves, there was some discussion around runesmiths and heroes, but
Yeah.
nothing. I think we've got the wrong end of the stick. I think you need to make heroes better, not runesmiths worse, is my
Oh, okay.
point going
I'd
forward.
have liked the proposed. I'd have liked to have seen the proposed chase happen personally, but never mind. It
I
didn't.
think
Okay.
runesmiths are
So,
vital to dwarves.
no, they're vital,
Just
but I would like to have
before we
made
talk about
them
this, for the
different
benefit of
from.
the listeners who haven't seen the discussion, the
Yeah.
suggestion was that runesmiths, which are currently heroes, heroes that can do dispel magic, the runesmith should become a wizard, but classified as a wizard, doesn't get any spells, get got was going to have was it leadership 7 and a 60 centimeter dispel radius.
No, I think
I'm
they're
sorry,
saying eight. I think it was
their
eight. I
leadership
think it said
8
eight. It
now.
just and change was it dropped from being a hero's command distance to a wizard's command distance,
Which is a big
okay,
drop.
which is a big drop, and but
Big drop in command distance, but
would have made a
increased
distinct choice
anti-magic
between
distance.
taking a hero or a runesmith.
Okay, if we're going to have the discussion, my concern was they're already strapped for points, dwarves, and you need a runesmith. It's not optional.
No, you need a RuneSmith.
No, you need, might need two, but you need one and a Dispel Scroll. So where am I finding points for the hero? You've just punished me.
Yeah, but...
make the hero better. Make it me want to take the hero instead of the second RuneSmith. So I got a general, got to have. RuneSmith, got to have. Make the hero something like a Slayer hero that goes and fights terrifying shit or something. I've got a little model for that. John Braisby made it for me.
Well, that's probably what we're going to do over the next 12 months, actually, on the experimental forum. There'll be a number of options for a dwarf character pack. The hero, the sort of Slayer hero, who might be sort of modeled slightly on the Saurus hero. So basically someone that gives you maybe +3 attacks, but the command is 6. So it's basically there to kill stuff.
Yeah.
That may be something that we look at. I don't know, but it's interesting. Dwarves, whilst they were one of my favorite armies in Warhammer, I think I've played them in Warmaster, you know, twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, played with them as my army. So it's not something I can really comment on. Lovely models as we have, but it'd be interesting to see where we get to with that.
Yeah, because there's a slight overlap with Nippon with dwarves with the same kind of RuneSmith character.
Yes and no, but I don't think it would be an automatic change. It was also proposed for the Shugenja in the Nippon army, when and that vote also did not pass. I don't think this is something that you can just sort of copy and paste, because the rest of the armies are extremely different from one another.
We did copy and paste the RuneSmith.
No.
Well, we did copy and paste the RuneSmith to do the Shugenja initially. And we have, but I think making changes to the Nippon affected the character pack. That needs to be done. It's a separate consideration from the.
We're having a deeper discussion here. But like the if you left the RuneSmith and the Nippon RuneSmith alone, because I think they're perfectly fine, and just make the heroes better. So I want to take one. Anyway, we can move on.
Yeah, I think that's the point that we came to. Nerfing something just to make another thing better is not. It doesn't
make it better. It just seems better because you made something else shitter. So it's like, well, make me want to take like a positive choice rather than, a negative choice.
Yeah, anyway. Agreed.
Oh,
anyway, we see. So again, dwarf players, please come in the experimental forum and join in the discussion. See if we can. Make solve that hero. Problem or make heroes more attractive without nerfing other stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
Right, we've got Empire. Small wording change. So it's really just clarifying the armor piercing value. That's it.
So there was an issue that people were, because English is hard, and there was an issue that people were interpreting the armor piercing was on all attacks when it was only intended to be the gun attack.
Who thought that?
Well, that's why we're here where we're here. So you say it's only the shooting attack.
Clearly not. Yeah, like fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
A change that was needed then.
A change that's needed. I mean, stuff like this, we do have an FAQ that Ian's working on, that stuff like this could have easily been dealt with that as well. So, but
it's
dealt
easy
with
to
it
have as many things in one place as possible.
Yeah, for sure.
So for me, FAQ is about interpretation of rules rather than this kind of stuff.
Just but I had never in my wildest dreams thought that my melee attacks had armor piercing.
Yeah, it's someone try that with you, but like, jog on.
No, fair enough. No, not nor me. Anyway, right. Goblins, all the same. Passing it. That change in the troll rule wording, that seems to be working really, really well.
Oh, that's dangerous, that troll rewording.
Trolls are not quite good.
What a good change. Trolls from being something you just... Garbage. Now they're like, ooh.
Ooh, hello.
Hello.
Trolls supported by goblins. That's quite mean.
That's quite mean. It's legit.
But they're so nice and fluffy, and it's sad that the trolls never, ever got off out of the box. So, yeah, I think trolls are where they should be.
Well, you can get two good orders off them now a turn. That's a lot of movement.
Yeah, it's good.
Right, high elves, no changes.
No change.
There is. It is a tournament.
Don't go start nonsense.
I think there's a very good rule for high elves around that. You know,
you just not let them play.
Not let, well, people don't take them much.
So, what's that? You play? No, not allowed to play.
Not allowed to play. Not allowed to play. Which, anyway, the an army, an extra army rule for high elves where they're dying race, where they lose one break.
Yeah,
that's a good
draw,
rule for high
draw
elves.
One point earlier. I think that's nice.
Yeah, I think it elegantly fits answers a lot of problems for.
Do they get anything back for this, or is just
no?
Bullshit?
They're fucking lying. All right,
suck it up.
Dark elves. Oh, you're good boys. Good boys.
No, they've got their own problems in killing their own command. You know, like the high elves have that.
Fuck off, high elves.
Fuck off.
Move along.
No, but, okay, the thing is actually just on the point we were making earlier about the surveys that Jan has been doing. Choosing the words carefully, the Command 10 thing that people seem to want to bring up a lot, which some people think is a problem. The community doesn't seem to feel that way. It's just that's part of the rules. And if the dying race thing makes the people who feel that the high elves are overpowered, make them feel slightly less overpowered, then fantastic. Do you have to give them some of their toys back? Like, you know, people
shooting
on horseback, three up shooting and stuff like that. I don't know, because they have quite a lot of other advantages.
Proper
the spell
magic,
stuff,
the shit magic shoot, they have.
The shooting, they re-roll their spell rules. Yeah, they've got enough buffs.
Carry on, move along. Finally,
Anguish should be two break point less. That's how it was originally drafted.
Still don't play. Say, Hyles have been retired. They've gone, they've fucked off back to Altwine or whatever it is. Sailed across the ocean.
Not coming out.
Yeah, they go to the Undying Land, yes.
The Undying Land, that's it. They packed up their bags and got home. So we
right. Okay.
Wing Lance has changed through.
Yeah.
He's been trying for this forever.
A long time.
Well, I mean, it's the army does lack a bit of punch. And if you are elegant surgical precision with your units like Jim the Gent, you can do well with this army. If you want something a bit more blunt hammer, then maybe it's not a good army for you. But basically what we've got, the Winged Lancers get an extra attack in the first round of every combat when they're fighting to the front, and they're immune to terror. The one of the things that is controversial in some of the other armies is human infantry with four attacks. And this is Alish's solution to having something that is better than an average human, but without having to have someone with four attacks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think this is good. Then it sort of it fits well with them. And the immune to terror buff, I think, is actually pretty good. So, yeah, we'll see what they're up to.
So, what, Chris, just because it wasn't said, what has changed is that they're immune to terror.
They get plus one attack.
And they already have that.
The attacks, I think it was just they get an extra attack on the charge. So they're like,
yeah,
like a chariot. So you had the charging attack and then an extra one.
Yeah,
what they now do is they get that attack in the first round of every combat.
Yeah.
Whether they're charging or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it made them more versatile. Also, you've got the max there at three. The old max was four. Is that a mistype?
No, I copied that off the.
So we changed that. So the maximum is three. Then as well. That's changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, just he feels a solid option. It decreases the max.
Oh, their points has changed as well.
Balance it up.
Yeah, they've gone up.
And they've gone up 10 points. Yeah, like they're 110 points from 100. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kiddook. Good.
Yeah, we'll cool. See. Again, some of our top players in the UK have been painting up Kislev armies. So we'll see what happens on the tables this year with them. There's also which in last year, right? So lizard men, no change. Nippon samurai are the now limited to two.
Hooray!
I can't use my army anymore. You
didn't have an army. You don't have an army, Barry.
You
scrounged all the models up everybody for
thing.
That tournament.
Sorry,
you don't have that army, do you?
No,
you
I borrowed
scrounged all the models. You couldn't. I'm sorry, you couldn't borrow mine because I wasn't going. I would have lent it to you otherwise. You had to get Janet's one.
But it was good because like some of the people are like, oh, I never thought of doing it that way. Just boil it down to the Jew, the gravy, all that's left of the list. But it's good. 2-4 is perfect.
Yeah.
I still challenge you. Actually, if you're playing at 2,000 points, I actually think you know. Eight samurai is probably about the ones, the number six or eight is probably the number you're going to take in a 2,000-point build. I
Barry
think
would.
only
I
you
take
would,
12
I think
points.
honestly, Barry, only you would spam up 12 units of
12.
Nippon in a two th 12 or
German would take
14 or
12.
16.
Janus would take 12.
No,
I
Janus
take
never took
14.
12.
12. Easily.
Right.
But yeah, considering samurai unit is all about honor, you have no.
I'm the Englishman in No Shogun, just pissing on
True.
everything. Sorry. Okay.
So, are you intending to play this army going forward to
No,
prove
they're too
how?
similar to demons. I've already got a unit with 12 samurai in it, an army with 12 samurai in it, in demons, who are
Yeah,
fearless.
the 12 demon hordes.
Yeah, for sure, 12 demon hordes. Yeah.
Okay. No, I was going to say, because you seem to think that Nippon is a bit overpowered, so just to
No,
prove
I
it's
just
not the
didn't.
case.
I only had two issues with them, and that was it. It was it, yeah. We don't need to discuss the issues, but this was one of the issues. The other one was the opposite to the Paul's High Elf solution. But anyway, onwards and upwards,
Then
sir.
onwards, right? Okay. Right. Norse, no changes.
Yeah, three. I do feel
The
sorry for
models,
Norse
just
now.
have you seen the Cromedy Forge models?
We should.
Yeah, gorgeous. John surpasses himself yet again. What a
I think we've
surprise.
overpunished Norse because we kick the Huskarls so hard now. There's nothing excites me about playing them anymore.
Yeah, but that the
God, you can't spam up another load of ultra powerful troops.
no, I
I'm
think
seeing a
we
pattern
make
here.
or break Huskarls. So I think
what? No.
To make me want to play them.
Well, it's actually Norse is one of the armies which, up until about a month ago, we didn't have a full set of models made by one provider, as far as I know. I mean, you can do it with historical models quite easily, but printed models, there wasn't one. So thank you to John for filling the gap. And yeah, let's play Norse this year and see what else we might need to tweak. Give them all their
It's so
Huskarls back,
difficult. We
perhaps.
got 25 armies. 25. It's hard to fit it in.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Good place to be
Not many
in.
game systems are that much.
No. Okay, yeah. So I think
Let's add in some new armies. We'll do that next year too.
I think we pushed them up twice,
Anyway,
didn't we?
right,
Ogre
ogres.
King.
As we said earlier, ogres had some fairly big changes last year, which, as an ogre player myself, actually, I've not been able to play ogres enough this year to really form a strong opinion on, but I think everything is good. The only problem that we had was the wording for the gorges. The gorges got this ambush ability, which massively improves their usefulness. The problem with the way the rule was worded, it was templated on the Skaven Gutter Runners, which makes mention of applying distance penalties, and this unit is not subject to any distance modifier penalties beyond there's a across the board minus one, like the Camel Riders. But beyond that, no more distance penalties. So basically, this is an issue that came up at the LGT, and it's just really to clarify the fact that this unit does not have any kind of penalties for distance apart from the first initial one.
And if
So
anybody's
actually,
confused, the ogres and yeti swapped profiles last year. I don't know what the rationale behind it was because I'm not that big an expert on the fluff, but apparently what they did was each of them were in the wrong place. Gorges were actually yetis and yetis were actually gorges in reality.
And the
So
Gorgers then got that infiltration. But again, the readers can read about it in the grey part of the text of the document. But basically, all that is for the Gorgers, it's not a change, and there was just a clarification on exactly what distance penalty they get.
like every other
And
thing
yeah,
in the
they're
budget.
but if they only have a minus one for distance, they actually are very effective infiltrators.
For
Because if
sure,
you were
because you're
trying to
running
order
from
from 80
one.
or 100 away, you'd be on a big minus, and with these guys, it's just minus one. My own limited experience suggests that one unit isn't enough. One unit's a pain for your enemy because the stat line is quite beefy, sort of 5-3-5. But at the same time, you need to get two of them in to really cause some trouble.
Like trolls, yeah, trolls, so don't have trolls, so okay.
Anyway, it's good fun. Another reason to play ogres again.
And lead belchers, take lead belchers, they're good.
Yeah, lead belchers. Yeah, I haven't tried that out yet,
Oh
but
my god, and
they
blunderbuss
seem
for the
fairly
chaos dwarf, good, good.
bang.
Right, so orcs and goblins, no change.
I don't think they've had any
not
changes.
Ever. Yeah.
Skaven, no change.
They have no changes. Tomb Kings, you get another clarification on the
Here again.
Here
we go again.
Spell. It's no different. It's just trying to spell it out to people.
But that, it has changed, like every year.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like in functionality, it's like in terms of like I raise a unit. Yeah, there's no difference.
It's like every year there's another fringe case.
Yeah.
You've got to try and
hammer that down. So,
whack-a-mole.
How can you not miss it? How can you misinterpret that?
So the bottom line here, for those of you who haven't got it yet. When you place the raised dead unit, you're not allowed to split the combat into two. There has to be, it has to make one big continuous combat. So, yeah, there we go. Right, anyway, moving on before we get sore heads.
I'm sure there will be another change next
year.
Oh,
yeah. Somebody will misinterpret it in some way. They'll be like, well, hang on, what about if it's a full moon? Yeah, like...
I'm just going to say no to that. Just leave it. It's there. If you can't understand one of the basic concepts of the game, that's it. Tough.
The Warhounds. Here we go.
Here we go.
Right. So these are essentially detachments. They can be added to now only infantry units. So
that wasn't the case, was it? They were allowed to go with the pistoliers or whatever they had.
Knights.
Yeah, so it's basically just tidying something up. So they go on the infantry unit. That's it.
Okay.
But if you have the Warhound unit, you can pursue cavalry and chariots because the dogs are going everywhere. That's actually quite good as well.
So all the unit or just that one stand?
The whole unit.
There's no way you could have just one stand going, could you? You can split the unit up.
No, I'd have to follow along, wouldn't I? Mm-hmm. So they maintain coherence. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Which
so it's just the current rules were, it was weird. You had something that was based as infantry and you could join it to your cavalry unit.
Yeah.
It was hard to determine how the hits were allocated. So I can understand because one of the other possibilities would have been to reclassify them as cavalry and you put them with the pistoliers only, but putting them with infantry seems a bit more in fitting with the fluff.
The only issue with changes like this is like so few people play this army that you could wait 10 years and maybe
yeah, and have no pool feedback. Of like, feedback. And be like, what do people think of that change?
You're
like, don't like, oh, well, yeah. Like, never happened. Like,
yeah, no, there's a couple of Witch Hunter armies that I've seen in the tournament scene in the UK, so hopefully we can get it tested out a little bit more.
Give it to Chanis, he'll find it. He'll find
he found it.
He won with Witch Hunters. It's the only time I've ever seen anybody use them.
Jim used to play them, didn't he? Back in the days before
Jim has
his
proxy hammer.
Yeah.
Jim's army's every army.
Every army. And your army.
Proxy hammer. It's a good system.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Nice army. Who is it does them?
As long as you don't
on
like
Milji,
giving
on,
orders,
MMF, if you want to buy models. So there's decent models out there. The trouble with that particular provider, free supporting doesn't really work, and the printing is a bit of a nuisance. But
what's that? Chris?
The guy who does the Witch Hunter models does not lead the way in exemplary customer service and free supporting and making sure models are printable. I did a Kislev army for Janners and one for Sherwin off that guy's models. Gorgeous models, but getting them to actually bloody print is a pain in the ass.
Right.
So never again.
Yeah, the cleanup can
even
be
though I have the
terrific.
No, but it was just the pre-supported models. There was horses that printed with hooves missing and things, and it was obvious that the guy had never actually tried to print the things. Because if you printed even one stand, but you didn't notice, we need a support under that hoof in the middle of the air because the horse is running along.
Mm.
And now that's, I mean, if I'm buying 28 mil models and scaling them down, yes, I expect to have some of that. But if I'm paying for pre-supported stuff, then I expect it to actually have been tested.
Okay.
Anyway.
Christmas gears. Right. What else? No changes? Good.
Vampire cards, no changes since like
That's my army for
forever,
this
apart
year.
from one tiny little thing, yeah, because they're fine, and that's great. Siege
Great.
engines, we didn't do that. And then we're back at the committee list, so we're done.
Yeah, it's
Yay.
cool.
So just to go off on a tangent, the vampire counts were Promity Forge's first line, which
Oh, where
he
he
did
did
in
Norse
Metals.
and yeah,
Yeah,
metal. Yeah,
Vampire
there were
Norse.
two things. Yeah.
Like, yeah, in Metals. That's what I'm gonna do.
Cool.
Yeah,
My first ever
vampire
painting.
Vikings. Huh?
Vampire Vikings, they were.
Vampire
Vampire.
Vikings,
You still get
yeah.
them.
And that's
Because
the first.
actually, John was kind enough to also do the models to let you play them. You can play them as Tomb Kings as well.
He
He did the
did.
extra artillery pieces.
And
So,
archers and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, that's a podcast episode, actually, to talk about proxies, how you can be creative with proxying stuff. Because it's just one of the most fun things about Warmaster. And the people who want lists for this, that, and the other, just proxy it with something that's already in the game. Do whatever models you like
These
and just go
tokens. I've even played games where I've just written the units on bases to blank bases.
That's all right.
Whatever.
That's how we started.
Yeah, just like you,
Absolutely.
whatever. Just get on and play. Yeah. I've been playing like a long time, and I've realized I've never painted an army ever.
It's about as
Ever.
embarrassing.
I've only painted like barely a couple of units. So I think like if I wait until I painted an army, I'd never have played.
Yeah, exactly.
You just gotta play. And yeah, so this year I'll be painting an army. Well, painting.
Oh my God. Like,
You painted an army.
hot
Which
stress.
one?
Huh?
Which one gets the blessing?
The Vampire
Vampire
North,
Celts. Vampire
Vampire
Celts.
Norse.
Vampire Norse.
Vampire North. All right, okay.
Metal,
Why
I think.
do you need more vampires? I mean, you've got that army already.
Oh,
Or are
it's
you going to play
Paul's
it as
arm.
Tomb
That's
Kings?
mine. Yeah, it's mine.
He's not got the right gear, has he? Because he's a bit, little bit of everything.
Right gear.
So you know, one's just going to be like, "What's the good shit? Give me
Oh,
that."
so a lot of black knights then.
A great girl, yeah. Just the good stuff.
The good stuff, right? Okay, yeah.
It's on me to
You
the
you're gonna have yourself a night, you know, a black coach, aren't you? Which is like, yeah,
back.
two of them.
Okay, so actually, then Barry, what I might suggest you print and paint. What's the guy? Tordo Miniatures. Again, he's quite active on the Facebook groups. He has done a range quite recently of essentially undead Japanese models. So you've got undead samurai, undead archers, undead samurai cavalry and stuff. So the
Right.
idea there is that you can do both a Nippon army and a Vampire Counts army. I'm playing around with some of the models at the moment. They're really, really, really nicely done.
Nice.
So you might want to do that one because then you could play Nippon just to prove your point that it's overpowered with
I just
proxy.
want everybody to get plus one break because I'm a special snowflake.
Special stuff.
Anyway. Anyway, so
Right.
just one, we forgot to say that you're in charge of the trade forum. Is that still a thing, Chris?
Yeah, I used it really. I'm
Oh
using.
yeah, the Warmaster trading forum on Facebook is still alive and well. I'm very ably assisted by Adam, actually, who's one of our new people on the committee. And it's one of those things that it's very unlike other Facebook groups that I moderate stuff on, where there's in other groups, as you know, there's always an argument, always a fight, always a something. And the Warmaster trading group is very, very peaceful and quiet.
Well, that's good.
No, again, it's one of those things that up until about, I don't know, 2021, 2022, there was always somebody coming along trying to flog a load of recasts, and it was how you police that, and it just became so complicated. And luckily, 3D printing kind of killed off all that market for
I
all these
wonder
new
where our
things.
German friend goes now to maybe his
He
business
pops up.
goes
He still blames me for all sorts of stuff that I never did to him. He
to
hates me absolutely.
one.
But because at the end of the day, I don't have a problem with somebody selling recasts as long as they're honest about it to say, right, this is a recast of something that's hard to get. There were always some issues of whether that was legitimate to do on Facebook, and there's possibly the group gets closed down. But you know, if it is something that I want and a recast is the only way to get it without having to sell two kidneys, yeah, fine. I don't mind.
Well, how do you, as a punter, how do you, unless you said a blister, not everything even came in blister, how do you know it's not recast anyway?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're
You know, like,
absolutely right.
yeah.
The answer is it's extremely hard. You can have all the mythology about how many mold lines you have and what the metal feels like when you clink it on the table.
How many
But
mold? No,
the
so I'm
reality is
exactly
that
this. I'm the
Games
same opinion
Workshop's
of you. You
production
can go come.
department was never the most high standards in the
Yeah,
first place.
no, I'm exactly the same opinion as you. Is like, if you wanted to get hold of something, I don't mind if it's recast, if it's said such a thing, if it's affordable and it's good quality, does it work? Whatever. I mean, what I found, in recent years is just the how good the quality of 3D printed stuff is. It's just like, well, that's where I'd go to get something, a new Warmonth army.
I still love metal, but that's just me.
Yeah,
I've
mate.
got printers and stuff.
I mean, like, if someone was a would re had resculpted, as they had sculpted the same quality you're getting with these 3D printed armies as in metal, yeah, okay, yeah,
That's
sure.
insane,
Yeah, of
sir.
course it is. Exactly. It's just
Yes.
so detailed, and it
Yeah.
is just,
And the production costs are
yeah,
completely different.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is, yeah, it's, yeah, there's
I
no.
think
It's
John
hard.
did
Do you know what? It's hard to
Amaranth.
do.
Sorry.
It's hard to do to sculpt something that works in both
Yeah.
worlds.
Yeah.
It's either something you print or something you cast. I think the only person who's done something where they're identical is, again, John Braisby at
Yeah.
Cromwell
Yeah.
Forge, the dwarves. You can buy the files that are basically identical to the metal.
Yeah, I
And I
think he
think
did
that
Samurai
kind
Rats.
of works
He did
because
do Samurai Rats, yeah.
Samurai
Yeah.
Rats.
Yeah.
He did, but he didn't release the STLs of those, I
Yeah. Oh,
think.
okay.
Oh,
No.
no, hang on. No, you're right. He did, but the metal models are different from
Okay.
the STLs.
You do have
The
to be careful with sculpting metal that it is castable. Whereas with printing, it's completely different. You can print anything as long as you put the supports in. Yeah, there's no
Well,
restriction.
you got the thickened thing, as John has said. Actually, when John was on the podcast, he did say, you got to make, spears that are like a telegraph pole so they don't snap.
Exactly. Well, I think that metal is
Or you
stronger.
sculpt them with like an open hand so somebody can put piano wire in and get very realistic blood effects on the end of the spears.
You get very realistic blood. Well, it's good stuff. I think we're nearly tied up, Chris. I think we're nearly done.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're good.
So the same process will happen next year. So if you want to get something through the machinery,
Through
there's
this metopus.
plenty
I
time
mean,
to do it.
I think overall, like, is re recapping what the changes that we've had here. I mean, they are, yeah, there's nothing that jumps out as, like, there's no new unit creation. There's not a dramatic rework. It is quite sedate stuff, really. I guess it's Beastmen are the ones that had the biggest changes, isn't it? With like,
So,
yeah,
I
is
think
that
so.
because they've had some changes to their core troops,
Yeah.
as in their two tall core troops have changed a bit. So effect that will be in every game that they play. They're like, okay, they've
Yeah,
got to
you've
take the
got to
tall,
take them.
got to take them. So, but aside from that, away from that, it's like it is minor stuff, which is good.
I mean, the only bigger discussion is how much further you take the lists. Is 25 enough? I'm of the opinion it probably is, and to have more lists is probably going to be quite difficult.
Yeah, I mean, and what are those lists going to be?
Well,
Like, because,
I don't know.
yeah, well, that's the same. Like, because every faction is there, including some which are. Like,
Shouldn't be there.
shouldn't be there and fluff only. I mean, I always thought we would have like a Warmaster themed armies book. That's where I thought we would go.
Well, maybe we can get some of that
Because
out.
that opens the door to like some real different stuff. Like, as in, because, like, yeah, as in.
No, you're going to start talking about Space Marines now, aren't you?
No. But
What
it's
are they
like,
called?
but it's like
What are
right
they
next.
called in this game?
Hey, Hazel.
Hello.
Because I get, because
Fox
right,
family
because
here.
right now we've got a situation where it's like, well. Okay, in the old world, you have the journals are coming out and they present two themed lists as well as the core, because you have the core. So right, the Warmaster has 24 core armies and one themed list army in there, in the Witch Hunters. So I thought we'd go down the route of there'd be a Warmaster armies book and it
Delta
would have.
War's a theme list as well, really.
No, you could say, okay, so yeah,
Yeah.
maybe they are then. But like, I would have a Warmaster armies book, I like theme, and that would have themed armies essentially. Is it? So you could have like a troll horde, you could have all
Have
mounted
whatever you want,
orc, a
can't you?
nomadic orc
Right,
tribe,
okay.
yeah.
So hopefully the War Master Journal, and it comes out in however many weeks it'll
You
be.
could have like a dwarf engineering guild, Barry. How
That
about
would be really good
that?
with a big
With
balloon
a
that helps you shoot.
big balloon. Because that's what you need. Hit on threes.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Eight cannons on threes. Take
Boom, yeah. I'm up
it
here.
off. Can't
Can't
shoot
shoot
me.
me.
Cannons on helicopters. That's what the board need.
You can put gyrocopters on the balloon.
That's it. Get those dwarves with the Gatling
Assault
gun, with the
cannons.
assault gun and
Get them
dwarves.
in like own personal balloons. Like,
I would have liked to see alternative like orcs, like Ferrelly orcs or if we're going to do themes,
yeah, or like a savage
young old dwarf, yeah, whatever, old slayers and stuff,
yeah,
long beards, canon.
I mean, so that opens up the design space for that.
It can't be in the. I'm telling you, I think that we've almost gone as far as we can with the main game. We can refine it, but I think 25 is a lot.
Yeah. It's massive. There is. I can't think of what. One or two examples.
Again, the whole point of the experimental forum is to entertain those discussions. That's what the experimental forum's for.
If
you have an idea for one of the alternatives, get it out there and. You know, it may not make the official tournament rule set, but it's there for house rules and fun play with your friends. And because the whole point of this is to have fun, isn't it?
There isn't a list we're missing, though. So there isn't like a chaosy list we're missing, because we've got demons, we've got chaos, we've got beastmen.
Only if you wanted to do a single power god.
But we don't even recognize the god.
Yeah, exactly. So
demons are demons.
Demons are demons.
One flavor.
Yeah. No. Flavor, so there's nothing that's not represented.
Apart from the new stuff, the Age of Sigmar nonsense.
Yeah, well, that's a different universe.
Yeah, different games. Okay, so I think,
But, again, somebody has been working his way through the Age of Sigmar armies. There's quite a bit of it on the experimental forum. Probably it's kind of like the sort of the Westeros and the Middle Earth kind of area. You're going into a particular world, and things in that world are balanced to play against each other. But whether the Stormcast Eternals,
whether they would be a good idea
in the old world, probably not. So just play with them in the world that they exist in.
They come down on lightning. They can fight everybody.
They can come back to life.
Yeah.
Anyway, good stuff. Thanks a lot, Chris, for all your hard work as ever.
Thank you for doing it. There is quite a lot of heavy lifting in getting all that sort of voting organized and bringing people's discussions to a point. So, Barry, thank you to you for doing that, because it's a lot of work. It's like herding cats.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In committee chairman.
You do, because you love the game, though.
Well, exactly.
We'll get honor in the next life.
Yeah, exactly. And it's your contribution to the wider community, isn't it? In terms of we're all involved in this, because if everyone contributes something to a wider community, then the community is fantastic. Yeah. This is a way that we can contribute.
The great thing about this is there are people making little bits of money now in 3D printing stuff. Nobody's making a living in Warmaster, really.
No.
Well, maybe Forest Dragon. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he was for a while. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
He's coming back this month. He's doing orcs after his. Self-imposed hiatus.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
Fantastic.
The renders, they look gorgeous. So yeah. I mean, that's probably another episode to do. Just go and look at what's out there on 3D printing. Because I was making a list. We've got probably half a dozen producers who've all done multiple armies, all to an exceptionally good standard. It's happy days. Good times. Yeah.
There's never been a better time, as they say.
Well, no, and going forward, there'll only ever be an even better time, because it's like a game system like the old world is popular.
Yeah,
that's fantasy. Yeah. People are then attracted
when they realize it's not that good a game.
Which I found out last night. I was like, oh my god, but then you're like attracted like to like that universe in terms of if you're a new player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a bit of sensibility in it.
Mm-hmm.
No hero hammer, no monster hammer.
Yeah.
You're not loving the old world, Paul.
Oh, no, I am. But
Oh, you're going to tell a story. Okay.
I'll tell a story.
Is it about being monster? No.
So last night I played at the club. And I've got this old world escalation league. So it's a 1,000-point game.
Okay.
So half the size you normally
play. How big's your character pool?
500 points. Yeah. So I was playing Anthony, and I know Anthony is, bless him, he's just whack. Is in
whack meaning win at all costs.
Yeah.
But not if you ask him.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Bluff.
You got it. Exactly. But it's like, oh, okay. So I didn't know what he was taking, but I knew there'd be orcs and goblins, right. But I knew there'd be fanatics in there. And the current.
How many?
He took a unit of goblins and so night goblins, so it's three fanatics.
Three fanatics.
And I knew that the current rules for fanatics are so dumb. It's like you can't do any. You can't
get them out.
You can't get them out.
Till he chooses.
So he chooses, and then you can't target them when they're out. So it's like the only thing you could, and the only thing you can do to like, okay, there's fanatics
You
in
can make
this
them
game.
flee before they get
Yeah,
released.
is you blow the crap out of that unit before it
It gets
gets
released.
before they get released. Like, and that's what I did. So I took, I'm buying Empire with a beautiful like 3D printed stuff, which are, yeah, Highland miniatures, mostly where it's from, fantastic stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and anyway, so like I've mostly taken a ranged army and I was like, what do I target? That goblin unit
That
first.
tiny goblin unit,
It was about
20,
30, 30
30,
strong.
okay.
Yeah,
Right, it's quite
and
big.
because of there's actually a lot of command in morale in well, sorry, no, it's leadership, isn't it? In Orcs and Goblins. I can't rely on them running. I'm gonna have to kill them goblin out.
30
So
goblins.
those free fanatics are there until there's no goblins left.
Right.
And that's what I did. And he got sad that I like
What
blew
do
up
you want
his
me to
well,
do?
exactly. And I was just like,
Oh,
well, so we played again. So like where we played again, and this, so I didn't target the goblins. Like I'll target the other things in the art of like, I don't know, a sportsmanship. And those fanatics destroyed me. Like, yeah, so it was like, oh, well, you're either forced to hammer or be hammered. You know, there's like
a
there's
third of his army would have been in that night goblin unit or something
whatever. Yeah,
close.
no, but it's like the point is, it's like, so because those fanatics are just ridiculous. You deal with them by one way to deal with them is to blow them up.
Yeah,
So that's what I chose to do. And it's like,
okay.
and he's like sad that I'm taking off his toys.
Toys.
So it's like, so we play again, but his toys take off my toys. And I was like, this game system. And like, yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's like,
That's not the worst thing, though, so
no, it's not the
no.
worst. It's not the
Okay.
worst, but it is part of it. It's just like, oh, yeah, like,
You're not
okay,
selling this to
Chris,
me. Wasn't quite as
I'm not
intense.
rushing to buy those base adapters for all my Warhammer models.
That's a good way to do
Basic.
it. That's
I'm not rushing out to
good.
rebase all my old Warhammer
Oh, just
stuff.
get movement trays with the rings or whatever, the wooden.
Yeah, like a movement tray where they sit in.
Much
Yeah,
better
like,
idea.
yeah, like so easy to
So
do.
easy.
So easy
The
to
little
do.
adapters, you've got to kind of glue them
Yeah,
in.
I know, but it just the end result does not sound like a fun place to go play. I'd rather stick playing Warmaster.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
no. It's like, don't get me wrong, Chris. Like I'd rather the club needs turnover, needs footfall. I'd rather that footfall was done in Warmaster, but it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, but there are plenty of people willing to play the old world. So there you go.
Okay. Right. Good, good.
All right.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. See
Cool,
you next
Chris. It's been
time.
lovely to see you.
Yeah, lovely to see you. Go enjoy Poland.
I will do my best. I'm going to try to find the
Yeah,
Warhammer. If Barry's miming beer, yeah, maybe I'll do
well, it's
that.
probably more vodka, if I'm
Yeah,
being honest. But
vodka.
so if you want to get in touch with us, normal places, you can
Yep.
get next time, warmaster.podcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Or grab Paul on Facebook. I don't do Facebook much at all
If you want to
anymore.
speak to Barry, you can bug me to ask
That
him.
works.
Yeah, it
That
works. That's
works.
work today.
It did.
Yeah.
Sorry, Justin.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. See you later.
So